756-3744.
Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. We're on coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between those flyover states. A big hello to all of you. I've probably lived in many of them. Anyway, this show and this hour is about being on the verge. On the verge of what? Well, I made a list. If we look at what's going on in Washington, we're on the verge of defaulting because, of course, we owe so much money. We're also on the verge of continuing without a true budget because we're operating without a budget. I don't know. Does your household operate without a budget? Have you ever, I call it freewheeling. Have you ever freewheeled it where you have no clue where any of the money's going? No clue. You say you're going to do something about it, so you get a big old trash bag, put it in the corner of the room, and every time you go and get a burger somewhere, go get a six-pack, go and get real food from the grocery store, pay a couple of bills, you throw the receipts in the bag. That's why I call it freewheeling, because you have no idea. And at the end of the year, you're going to go through it and decide, oh, okay, well, this is how much I spent on food. Right. Nobody does that. They shred it, throw it away. Hopefully they shred it, but they get rid of it. Freewheeling doesn't work. That's what's happening in Washington. We're freewheeling it. We're on the verge of a mini collapse. I would say it would be bigger, except for we keep having the hills. We have one hill, then another hill, then another hill, and that's the way it works. So we're on the verge. This is about being on the verge. If we look at what happened in Chicago today, Rod Blagojevich is on the verge in a very corrupt city. Ugh, politics in Chicago, come on. He's on the verge of going to jail maybe for 11 years. But the question is, how soon will he get pardoned? Or maybe because it would appear that the president would be too complicit with Blagojevich, maybe he wouldn't pardon him. I don't know. I'm sure that's what they're going to count on. They're going to count on the appeal. That's not going to happen. He's going to jail. Also on the verge. Remember the Sweat Lodge case? Remember the self-help guru? He was on Oprah, I think, a couple of times. At least once, James Arthur Ray made an appearance on her show because he was part of the collective group that made up that book, The Secret, you know, where if you just thought about it long enough, you would get a parking space. If you thought that you could pay your mortgage, money would float into your hands. Basically, that was the secret. So James Arthur Ray was one of those motivators, and he was quoted throughout it. And I think you know the story now. 2009, the Sweat Lodge, the retreat in Arizona, where people were so sick, they came out foaming at the mouth, their eyes popping out of their heads, people just vomiting all over the place. And sadly, if you know anything about a sweat lodge, be very careful with them in the first place. A lot of the people that came out of the sweat lodge feel like they were lucky to survive. And three didn't make it. And 15 were sick. There was like 40 that felt okay. But then you multiply how much money this whole sweat lodge thing was. They had to pay $10,000. So the sweat lodge idea was you'd have these 8 rounds. They last 10 to 15 minutes if you don't know what it is. And all these people, you know, 60-some people, paid 10 grand to get to a new level of consciousness. That's why they were there. And James Earl Ray is very famous guru of this sort of stuff. So 3 people didn't make it. He was put on trial. And I think like Rod Blagojevich, who's the former governor of Illinois, he didn't think that he was going to get convicted of anything. Now, he didn't get manslaughter. The prosecution was really pushing for that. But he was convicted of negligent homicide. So, you know, give or take a few years. When they tell you what the limit is, 11 years, figure a little bit less than that. But he's going to jail, too. So he's on the verge of being put away for at least a little bit of time anyway. I wonder if they would be going to the same prison. Not necessarily. Also, since we're in a courtroom, let's stay there for a second. You know Casey Anthony by now, right? The girl is 25 who was accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. They found her body after 30 days, but no one had reported her missing. And Casey Anthony was out partying and hanging out with her friends and then decided to make the call that her daughter was missing. Yeah, the details are kind of ugly in this one, and they're spilling out all over the courtroom. But what will the jury believe? It just takes one to mess this thing up and not send her to a lethal injection or to life in prison. Heading into yet another week, though, Casey Anthony was declared competent, so another strike against the defense. I don't think that they would have felt so badly if she was declared otherwise, but three psychologists examined her. They don't give you the specifics of it other than what the ultimate ruling was, and the ultimate ruling is that she is competent, so they're not going to go down that direction of it was some insanity thing or who knows or whatever. It's just going to proceed as it's proceeding right now. Let's go to Jerry in Florida, or let's go to Brian, rather, in Missouri. Hey, Brian, you get the first stab at any of this. Hello.
Hey, Kay. While we're on the verge, this is a little bit of an interesting one that I had last night, which a good thing it happened on a Sunday because I really would not want to have been driving home in that. We had another bad storm here in Missouri last night. And just in my county alone, we've got like 2,000 people without power. They're saying anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. And we're hearing in some places as long as till Wednesday or Thursday.
Really? Wow, that's a long time to be without power.
Yes, and they've also had to establish emergency shelters because quite a few of these areas is quite a bit of senior citizens, which has medical issues.
Right.
And everything. And without power, we've got issues of how is anybody supposed to cook?
Oh, that would be tricky because then it's the backup generators and everything else. How much does that help? But that's why the shelters would be so big. And that means you got to, you know what happens? People get crackers. They look for anything that's already sealed up, as you obviously know. Hey, thanks for reporting that. On the verge of couple of tough days without electricity there in parts of Missouri. Be safe. We're kicking it down the road. Hang with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, burning flame full of
Michelle desire. Bachman is on the Verge. She's on the verge of a very long journey. She's trying to snag the Republican nod in the race for the president. And Iowa was a solid start for her anyway, at least in the litmus test of testing how the people felt. So she finished really neck and neck with the former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney. And she's taking a lot of big steps to really become a contender as far as that White House gig is concerned. She's definitely knows how to fundraise. She has friends in the right places, and that's part of what you have to do. You have to be a good fundraiser. It's not just about the politics of it all. It's about being good at knowing how to get people to donate to the cause, so to speak. Because if you're not good at fundraising, you don't have people around you that are good at steering that, there's just no way that you can get elected. Well, she's good at that. She also has hired Sarah Palin's debate coach. And she grabbed Haley Barbour's pollster, who's supposed to be pretty darn good. So they're organizing the campaign. And it's not going to be based in Minnesota, the state she represents, but in Washington, where you've got a battle on Capitol Hill, of course, over raising the debt ceiling. Remember in the beginning, on the verge of what? Crashing through that ceiling and defaulting on the loans. So, Bachman is in. And here's what she had to, here's the official announcement, and then a little bit softer in her campaign for 2012.
I stand here in the midst of many friends and many family members to announce formally my candidacy for President of the United States. We must make a bold choice if we are to secure the promise of our future.
Yep. So you got more than 7 months until the caucuses, and they're going to push the people around her are going to push to keep that star rising, because she'll have to beat whatever the expectations are next February, whatever they are. Iowa is a, I think, is a must win. It is a must win situation. Mm. And who is going to declare next? You never know. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor, so to speak. Hello.
Hello, Kate. I believe the Iowa and New Hampshire get to go first. I'm not still figured that one out. What makes them so special?
Because traditionally that's the way it's always been. You stumped there first, and that's how they weeded everybody out. Because then you have the, you know, you have the heartland, and then you have the north.
Okay, I've always, you know, somebody told me I want to tell state for tradition, but anyway. Hey, you know, is there any dude in Congress or woman last name Turner? How we get, you know, I mean, there's 400 something of them in there, you know, 100 senators. I was wondering if there was somebody named Turner. If you put Boston and Turner together and you got an overdrive, right?
But I'm pumped. I knew you were going to say something like that. I was waiting for that. You know, that would go over everybody's heads. They wouldn't get it. There'd be like five in the room that would understand that if there was anybody she pulled in as a joke.
Well, they'd have to start playing their music or something. Those guys reunited, by the way. They're out on tour. It's all a lot of places in Canada right now, so.
Really?
That was some fun music back then. So.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. 70s music, 80s music, even 90s music, you think if the band is done and they're not going to play big venues, look at all the state fairs, look at all the various festivals there are. They make a pretty good living when they get on that circuit.
Well, you know, I saw them, first time I saw them, they warmed up for Van Halen in '84. And their tour was called A Half a Ton of Fun. You know why it was called A Half a Ton of Fun?
Why?
Because Randy and Frank were 400 pounds apiece. You remember how big they were? Because they were on the, remember that one famous album cover? They're on their little mini bikes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, their drummer was 200 pounds, and the pounds is a half a ton. So there you are.
Wow, anyway, 400 pounds, I had no idea that big.
Oh, but they both lost tons of it. They're both really thin now and, you know, look like they're in great shape and probably how they're able to go out at the age they are now and perform. But anyway, I'm going to turn her overdrive. How do we get on that? But I hear this Boffin gal, she's a little bit on the right wing, wacko side, like failing her. So, you know, a little maybe too far to the right.
Well, yo, she's definitely to the right. She's definitely to the right. She has lots of fans. She is a Tea Party darling. There's no question about that. And plus, there are a lot of, I think there's a lot of the Christian arm of the Republican Party, the evangelicals, that are really starting to like Bachman.
Yeah. And you see, that's where I've always been at it. You know, I mean, hey, I grew up in a religion / living in a state that, you know, is right wing, if you want to call it that, you know, Mormonism. But I've been meaning to mention that to you, by Kate, with Huntsman officially running now around the. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
There's two Mormons in the race.
Yeah, and you know, if any questions come up to me, you know, about that, do you have any questions or anything? I'd be glad to help answer them. I've been in it my whole life, you know, and studied it really well. And,
well, all right, here's the question. Here's the question for you that everybody's asking. What I know of the Mormon religion, and I've had friends who are friends that are Mormons, and they don't understand why it's such a big deal that somebody could be Catholic or somebody could be Jewish or somebody could be Protestant, why somebody can't be a Mormon and become the president of the United States. Is it because of polygamy that still is in the minds of people, even if that's not at all what exists, certainly for Romney or Huntsman, and is definitely not the core majority at all of the Mormon religion, and not even tolerated?
You know, well, first of all, if you go back, biblically speaking, Abraham and his sons, and even up through the time of the apostles of Christ, polygamy was being practiced.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a Christian, you believe in the Bible, you sit there and you say you don't believe in polygamy, then you obviously are contradicting yourself. Yeah, polygamy has been practiced since the late 1800s, sanctioned by the church, in other words, in which they were marrying people that were married before. But, you know, I don't think it's that question, Kate. You know, the question that rises up, and this is the thing that rose up with Kennedy, I believe, is the fact that when you're in an organized religion, and, for example, the Latter-day Saints, we believe we have a prophet that runs the church right now. It's Thomas S. Monson. The Catholics have a pope that runs the church. So when Kennedy was running for the presidency, there's always going to see the president of the United States is not to have anybody above him that makes decisions that he would follow. In other words, you know, the buck stops there. He's the top, you know. And so when you have a guy that's following a religion, you know, and then the question comes, well, if he's asked to do something by the pope or he's asked to do something by president of the Latter-day Saint Church, you know, the Mormons, or he's asked to do something by his rabbi, et cetera, is it going to affect their decisions as a president, you know? So that's where religion and politics kind of has to stay separated, you know? But you know what? If there's freedom of religion in America, and everybody has a right to practice that, you know? And I mean, whether you were a Jehovah's Witness, a Mormon, a Baptist, a Methodist, you know, a Jewish, you know, even a Muslim, which a lot of people believe Barack Obama is quietly a Muslim, you know, you have that right to practice that, Kate. You know, that's the neat thing about America. You look at these countries that are where if you mention that you're part of another religion, they kill you, you know, or they shun you or they kick you out of the country or something like that, you know. And you have that right. In no way should anybody running for the presidency should be pointed out like, well, you know, not even Huckabee here. Anybody that's, you know, been religiously oriented, should they be pointed out that, hey, we should hold this against them and they can't be president, you know? I mean, we should have got over this back with Kennedy, you know? He was Catholic and he won the presidency. Americans said, we want this guy as our president, you know? And so we need to leave religion outside of it, you know? I agree.
The separation of religion, you know, of state religion, exactly. That's what it's supposed to be that way. And unfortunately, it is a hot, hot, sizzling topic because people believe your core beliefs affect how you would govern. What do you think, America?
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried.
All right, coming up, we're going to check the mail and see what you're on the verge of. Remember I said that was kind of the theme here. Could we be the world on the verge of arresting Muammar Gaddafi? Well, here's the deal. The court is ordering the arrest of Gaddafi and his son and also one of his aides. So they're saying enough is enough. And the Libyans are cheering in the streets, especially in Benghazi. That's where the real rebel stronghold is. And what happened was the International Criminal Court said, we got an arrest warrant, baby. We're taking Gaddafi down. He's accused of crimes against humanity because he killed tons of people who were trying to rise up against him. If you've seen any of the video, you know what I'm talking about. And of course, we've talked about that for the past 100 days. It's been that long. The court is now going to pressure the entire Gaddafi regime, which consists really of his son and himself, and they're being targeted by airstrikes. They just haven't been able to get them. So NATO hopes it's going to encourage some of the allies to abandon him, some of his allies to abandon him, not our allies, Gaddafi's allies. And I'll tell you the one thing it does do, it is kind of a risky chess move because it pushes the knight forward and says, listen, I have no incentive here to come up with a peaceful kind of settlement. I have nothing to give here. He hasn't said that he's going to do that. But now because of the threat of arrest, I doubt he's going to do that at all. Of course he's not going to do that. You know, the court in The Hague lacks police push, and the force most likely to arrest Gaddafi would be the rebels that are trying to get him. but now it's out there. So warrants were also issued for Gaddafi's son, Saif, who was supposed to be the successor, and also his lead intelligence chief. And all three of them are accused of killing, injuring, arresting, throwing in prison hundreds of civilians, really in the very beginning, if you remember, the first 12 days of that uprising to get him out of power. So we'll see where it goes. It's another push across the board. Could Gaddafi be on the verge of getting ousted as the man in Libya, so to speak? Because he's not really the man in Libya anymore. But you have rebels on one side, Gaddafi on the other side, and ultimately, who knows what ends up happening in Libya. But the first thing that has to happen is you got to boot this guy out. Why not take him out with a bullet? Because of the blowback of, we went into Pakistan and we assassinated Osama bin Laden. That makes my blood boil when people say that. How could we just cold-bloodedly assassinate Osama bin Laden? Yeah, whatever. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Madam President. How are you?
I'm good. We haven't heard from you. How have you been?
Well, you usually have me on such a short string that I decided just to sit and listen for a while.
Well, now you have the floor.
Okay. Well, I don't know who's going to wind up on top, but I'll tell you what, I will vote for Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, anybody except you-know-who. I will not vote for that Kenyan, and I will do anything I can to get him out of office legally. He is guilty of war crimes, and I can even exemplify. I got a joke for you.
Oh, I like your jokes.
Okay. This is a little bit risque, but there's no bad words in it. Is that legal?
Oh, go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, this drunken sailor hooked up with this beautiful young professional girl, and as they were going through the mechanics, he flawlessly said, "How am I doing, baby?" And she said, "About 3 knots." And he says, "That's a nautical term." He says, "What do you mean?" She says, "You're not hard, you're not in, and you're not getting your money back."
Oh, Dan. Dan, you are so funny.
I got another one for you. It's a clean one, real good one.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, there was these...
You do realize that some people didn't understand that last joke you said, just so you know.
Beg your pardon?
I don't think everybody understood the last joke, but I did. Go ahead.
Hey, you're the one that I want to entertain,
right.
Okay?
Let's go. Let's hear the next one.
Okay. There was this teacher, and he told the class, he says, "We're going to have an object lesson here. I want to teach you something." So he says, "Now watch." So he took these clear glasses, and in one he put vodka, in the other he put whiskey, and in the other he put wine. And in the fourth glass, he just put potting soil. Then he took 4 worms. He dropped a worm in each glass, and he says, "Tomorrow we'll have the lesson." So the next day he says, "All right, class, I want you to observe. In the 3 glasses with the alcohol, all the worms were dead. But in the potting soil, they could see the little worm crawling around." He says, "What does this teach us?" This little girl said, "I know." And he says, "Yes, Melissa." She says, "As long as I drink whiskey, wine, or vodka, I won't have worms."
That was a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I'm telling all my nieces that joke. That's a good one. I like that. Dan, thank you. Adding levity to the show. That was good. I can at least remember his punchlines. I am like the worst joke teller. Matt, are you? I think we've talked about this before. Maybe we haven't. Are you a decent joke teller? You're not good either, I don't think.
I don't have a repertoire of jokes. I do kind of more of like a one-liner in the moment type of a deal. Like if I'm a group of people, I can entertain and make people laugh, but I don't have a comedy routine that's all clean and cut up like Dan does.
I don't either. I don't have like a pocket full of jokes. I'm the same as you. I can entertain, I can get on a roll, and I can be the queen of the one-liner, but not those package jokes that are good, that work, that someone says, oh, does anyone know any jokes? Anyone have any jokes? You know, no. The worst is when you have a joke where you really are building up to it and you forget the punchline. Oh, that's bad. That is bad. Most comedians, what they go through to memorize their material, and even with telling it night after night, because they change jokes up and they depends on the cities where they are and all that sort of stuff. I think that's why sometimes, occasionally, it doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while, there'll be a comedian. Rock bands are famous for this, because they'll have night after night after night where they're city after city after city, and they get in front of a crowd, let's say, in Houston, Texas, and they say, oh, glad to be here, Cleveland. I was in a crowd one time where that happened. It's just this pretty much downhill. Yeah, after that. It's tough to come back from that. You're really stuck. Right, they're not stuck when it comes to what's the scoop on the violent video games. This was a huge ruling by the Supreme Court. And, you know, this was, we talked about this a ton. I know lots of people were talking about this. This was that whole California thing, the California ban on the sale of the video games. And what the Supreme said, basically it was a 7-2 decision, is, I mean, it's a huge win for the video game people, the people who sell it. They say that the ban would be to go too far, because freedom of speech, and you already have a voluntary rating system, and the court says, you know, that's adequate screen for parents to figure out whether or not that computer game is the appropriate thing, if the content is the right kind of stuff. And some people are enraged by that decision. But I think I would agree, just because of the First Amendment rights. And also, really, parents, it depends on the age that you're talking about, but anybody young, come on, I mean, where are the parents? When you go into these stores half the time, somebody really young wouldn't be able to rent really half of the games anyway because of the rating system they have. Now, the legislation supposedly was designed to strengthen the controlled rating system, and it would have actually placed an outright ban period on the sale or rental to anyone under 18 of games that were called excessively violent, where you got killing or maiming or dismembering or sexually assaulting anything that's the image of a human being in any offensive way. So retailers, so the people that were selling the games, if they sold them to young kids, could have gotten a $1,000 fine if the law had stood. And the law would have also required the people who make the games to place an 18 label on the excessive violent video games. Now, this one is interesting in the sense that you have psychologists who believe and say, look, the violent video games, this is leading to some of the tragic things that we're seeing where kids are growing up and they really can't distinguish between real blood and fake blood. And, you know, it seems all cool when they're playing these games and then it happens in the neighborhood or they're somehow involved in it and they didn't realize, oh, this is a little bit different than the video game. Well, there's a problem to begin with if that's happening. And I'm sure there is a problem. There's a problem with a lot of kids playing too many video games. But again, that is a parent issue. And that's not what this was about. This was about the ratings, the violence of the games, and whether or not that ban in California was correct. And they said no. We can count next.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How much is it worth to be friended on Facebook? Well, it depends on your point of view. However, to the man who started Facebook, it's worth a whole lot of money. Do you know that GSV Investment is valuing Facebook at $70 billion? Mark Zuckerberg, he already didn't have to work for the rest of his life, but I think it has to be fascinating for him to get these, you know, news flashes that that's how much it's worth. That the investment company is saying this is what it's worth, $70.3 billion. So it means that for GSV, it's a one-of-a-kind deal where you've got all these side effects slash network effects. And it's an interesting example of how fast things are ratcheting up. I mean, just zooming. When you think of tech companies that are still private but are clamoring to be public. And lots of investors want a piece of Facebook because they're waiting for it to go public. That should happen early 2012. Twitter, that's another one that people are talking about. LinkedIn, of course, debuted in May. Groupon filed its IPO paperwork, initial public offering. Be careful with that if anyone says, oh, I like Twitter. When that happens, I want to grab some of that. I can get it pretty cheap because then it blows up like a blowfish and then it comes back down to earth. So if you jump on it and then you don't get off of that ride, you can really get burned. And then eventually it evens out. But bottom line is, that is an unbelievable number. It is an unbelievable number to me. And think of the coding and the things that went into that. So it wasn't that no work went into it, but it's incredible that that was dreamed up and it was all about friending people. All right, let's go to something sadly that has to do with numbers and is not a happy story, but one I think that is scary. It always scares me when I read these bus stories. There was a bus crash on Sunday afternoon that injured, they say, like about 20 people. It happened in Guilford Township in Pennsylvania. And it was minor injuries and whatnot, so that is the good news. But what happened was there was a car that tried to pass in front of the bus, and it caused the bus to roll over. So now you think of the people inside and the bus losing control and it flipping. Ooh, that is lucky, incredibly lucky that many people walked away, no problem. 23 people. And it was a church bus and a car. And he just tried to pass in front. Always in a hurry. People are always in a hurry. What was he thinking? Trying to get in there because there was just a tiny, 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 tiny opening. And the answer is that when we drive, I guess sometimes we think we're invincible. I'm sure I've done it, although I like to think of myself as a defensive driver. I hope a lot of you fall into that category, too, where you're more defensive than anything. Because that's when the mistakes start to happen, when you make those crazy passes and then the line turns. Boy, that happens a lot in California. When you're on the Highway 101, ooh, boy, you got to be looking every which way. You have to have a swivel head, I swear, when you're on that highway. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things we can count, including the fact that there are two new iPhones coming in September. My goodness, how many iPhones do we need? Two iPhones? Have you heard about these iPhones? Yeah. So it seems that Apple just can't get enough. And how bigger and badder are these phones going to be? They call it the iPhone 5. It'll match that operating system. And it'll be speeded up, of course. The iPhone 4, same thing, speeding that sucker up. And people can't get enough of getting to their information as fast as possible. Now, you look at the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 4S, and Apple saying that the phones will cost, you know, $300 to $500, somewhere in there, and the iPhone 4S price is around $349, actually, with a prepaid voice plan that would push into the one marketplace anyway, and you've got potential customers in 98 countries, two-thirds prefer prepaid plans. I wonder if Americans don't, because that's what they're saying, that Americans aren't necessarily prepaid phone people. I wish my phone was prepaid. And then when I'm talking too much or people are eating up, if it goes the reverse way and people are eating up my minutes, it just cuts them off. Poof, we're done. I'm done for the month. My allotted minutes are gone. I cannot talk on this phone any longer. It's not my fault. You'll have to get a hold of me some other way. I think it's great. Prepaid is good. Then it's done. You don't have to worry about it. Instead of getting some crazy phone bill. Unless you can have an all-you-can-eat phone. You know what an all-you-can-eat phone is? You pay some outrageous price, but at least you don't have to pay over it. And a lot of people are running around with those kind of phones. Much, much easier. Here's one about retirement. When you think of politicians retiring, boy, it seems like you got two kinds. They get there and they want to bail, and they realize the challenge is in front of them. Why did I sign up for this? Or you have the other kind that will dig in for life. You got a Democratic Congresswoman, Lynn Woolsey from California, who announced she's not going to seek re-election next year. Do you know she served 20 years in the House? And she said, look, I'm going to be 75 before Election Day, and after two decades, it's time for me to move on. So I regret, but I'm not going to run. And she could be certainly one of the more liberal congresswomen out there. She's been the chair on a couple of things for education and labor, and she was definitely anti-war. That's what she ran on when she was running back in 92. But she's going to go back to Petaluma and just focus on whatever life has to offer there. But I think she's right. 20 years is a long time to be on the Hill. And 20 years, think of what she's seen in the 20 years. The illegal immigration laws that were supposed to kick in under Reagan that just continue to go on and on and on. She was there for all of that. Here's a sad we can count. And we knew this was going to happen. The Dodgers had to file for bankruptcy. Oh, how sad. Dodger Blue. I mean, this is a franchise in tatters. I mean, I hate to say it, but longtime Giant fans are getting a big kick out of this. They have to be. So there was a TV deal that was on the table, and the league rejected it, or Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig rejected the proposed TV deal. And as of now, we're talking about bankruptcy. They filed for bankruptcy. Former players are owed millions, and even Vin Scully, the golden-throated Vin Scully, they owe him $150,000. How do you screw Vin Scully?
Well, the whole thing with the TV deal, too, is McCourt was going to use the Fox, it was a Fox
money.
TV deal. He was going to use the money to help pay off his divorce.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even going to help the team anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he was going to, that's what he was going to do, and that's why they knew that. And that's why they rejected it. And he was trying to say it wasn't for that. Wow. Vin Scully owed a bunch of money. The bankruptcy filing lists the assets of up to $1 billion and debts up to $500 million. The Dodgers are obligated to pay $92.5 million in guaranteed player contracts, not including signing bonuses, and the team has about 300 full-time employees. Ooh. Hey, here's the bright side. Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks wants to buy him. He'd be a good owner.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.